Okay, I am here with one of the tables in the Mega Turtle. They've just finished discussing the last question about what's the best way that the government can support creative entrepreneurs and innovators. And they've all just shifted groups and are now talking about the things which came out of the last discussion. I'm here with...
James Diable.
Kirsty Hillier from Multistory.
Ashley Davison.
Paresh Palmer.
And Crystal Galt.
Okay, so does anyone have a big point that came out of their last discussion?
Well, we were talking about just having somewhere where people can meet and talk about ideas, and it doesn't have to be somewhere like this, big expensive day, rather just kind of maybe an empty shop or something, just somewhere where people can actually meet and talk about ideas.
So like a real place for creative people to come together and sort of build a kind of community?
Yeah.
Is it, and outside of London as well, because that does exist in London, but there needs to be...
And especially outside any kind of city, just... Every town that wants to kind of put a creative idea forward.
Yeah, yeah. Anything else that came out of previous discussions?
Well, we were talking about the notion that perhaps if the government were to support after academia, after your degree, if you had a year of, rather than a master's, if you had a year where you were able to get business support or careers development, which is attached onto your degree, we felt that would be very useful.
Kind of like creative apprenticeships.
Yeah, so work placements, careers development, skill, business skills, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I definitely, having done a drama degree myself, I have to say that the support afterwards for, you know, the business side of things is a little bit lacking. And
yeah.
Yes, you do need to go out there and get that kind of support yourself. You need to learn how to do it, but I think it should be provided a little bit.
Definitely. I know that a lot of people feel when they've left their degrees that they don't know what they're supposed to do, especially in creative sectors. They don't know where to go from there, and it would be helpful to have continuing support after university.
Did anyone get a chance to chat about funding at all on any of their...
We were saying if there was going to be any support systems, then they needed to be free. If they were someone who hasn't gone to university, they need a port of call they can go to that they know is reliable and also has the sort of legal side of it, where you can go with ideas, and then you're able to speak to a team that can advise you on a free basis where you're not paying into a scheme already.
Okay.
We very much talked about the value and understanding of the creative sector, in that no one really does understand it that matters, or they perceive the creative sector solely as being advertising and the gaming industry. But what about, you know, sole traders who are making their own jumpers, for an example? But then in terms of funding those scenarios and adding value to them and understanding their place in the economy, you don't have those supports. So you might go to a business link, but they don't know about, they haven't got the sphere of knowledge to support you. So how then are you actually going to get anywhere? You're usually left hanging. I suppose you need to value creativity more educationally from an early age to have that embedded for when you leave university. And maybe there's some kind of lottery funding, you know, secured loan, instead of it being 40 million to one winner. A percentage of it goes by public vote to different creative ideas.
I think that's an important idea.
It needs to be re-evaluated to how we decide on funding, who gets the funding as well. It needs to be continually yearly changed, so different, you know, sorts of people getting the funding rather than the same kind of bunch.
Yeah,
I think it's the access to the funding. How easy is it to access it? How do you know about it? What's relevant, what isn't? And simplifying all the bureaucratic...
Well, what's happening at the moment?
How many boxes do you have to tick?
What's happening at the moment is certain people are brilliant at getting funding and keep getting funding after funding. And I know people like that, and best of them. Where other people just haven't got a clue.
But then it comes down to knowledge again. Who agrees that funding in the end? Is it someone who actually understands what you do? It's a bit subjective. If they don't understand it, they might just go, no, you're not going to get that funding.
Definitely. And one last thing I think is a good note to end on is that actually the creative industry is really important to our economy. And, you know, where the monetary economy has failed slightly, where bankers have failed entirely, the creative industries have to be very good at money, and they repeatedly are, and they bring an awful lot to the country, so it needs investing in, definitely. Well, thanks very much for your time, and I hope you have a good time discussing the next question, which I shall tweet any second now. Thanks very much, guys.